I mean, you got to give a big credit to the defense. You know, they played against a great offense with a great quarterback over there, and they did a good job containing them. So, I mean, the defense are really the stars of the day. You know, our job is just to feed off those guys and produce points.
I got to give a lot of credit to, you know, the coaches and my teammates because, you know, we've really been honing in this week about trying to make sure we do our jobs and do it full tilt. And we haven't put together four quarters like we did today. And we hate that he gets that last touchdown, but, you know, that's one of the best in the game. So he's going to make some plays. We just got to limit him, and I think we did that well today.
We just continue to believe in each other, you know. You know, our coaches told us to believe in ourselves and make plays, and our players, you know, the D-line, you know, they played a great game. You know, I don't think those guys got over, you know, 40, 50 yards rushing. You know, they got a few breaks here and there, but, you know, we just played together as a team, and that's what it's all about.
Coming off a bye week to come out and play 60 minutes, and, you know, that's what we've been preaching the whole season. And also to go up at halftime, you know, I just feel like I feel like we play good, the defense play good, and you saw it today, you know, we came out and, you know, we tried to score every drive, and, you know, defense just did an amazing job, and without, you know, got one of the greatest quarterback on the other side, and, you know, they feel like they stopped them.
Feels good, man, you know, just only the beginning. I told you, they don't got to worry about it. They should be worried about us.
That's right.
We're not worried about them. They should be worried about us.
I think a little bit of both, but the defense, definitely. I mean, they stepped up and played great. Kept them to really seven. You know, I don't count that last one, really, but they played awesome. You know, to do that against that kind of offense, you know, that's something that hopefully we can build on and keep doing.
Coach Fox preached that every week, you know, it don't matter. Halftime is 0-0. You know, we get the ball, you go out there, we want pit points on the board, and you feel like you go up 17 points, you got some teams that are quit, and, you know, some teams don't, but, you know, that's our goal, is just every time we get the ball, we want to put up points on the board.
I don't have a high vert, you know, I just wanted to go out there and make something happen for my teammates, and so, you know, I came out there, you know, just excited to get a playmate.
That's what he does, you know, he's been making plays all year, you know, and double-digit tackles is easy for him. And I expect more out of him, to be honest with you, because I know what he can do. I've seen him do it in practice several times. I mean, he's just hungry and he's young, and I love that about him.
They ran that play earlier in that drive, and I wasn't there, you know, to make that play. So, you know, I knew I had to come back and make something happen.
You know, it was a nice catch. You know, we've been helping Wesley out. You know, last couple of weeks he's been driving his own side kick, so, you know, I feel like he had to redeem himself.
My D-line clicked. You know, man, before the game, you know, they told me, you know, they was going to keep me free, let me go around and make plays, and that's what it's all about. You know, playing as a team, you know, dedicating yourself to one another.
We honestly can't look past next week. It's that simple. Because if you start worrying about what other teams are doing, you forget about what it takes for you to get there. And that's what we have to do. We got to concentrate on ourselves and make sure we become a better football team.